EK Lippenmeyer here on this Sunday, the 10th of September 2023, Perth, northern suburbs, and it's just after 4 in the afternoon. Been a mild day, and I have just tipped some slops from the kitchen into my latest compost container as a lid goes on top. Now, those carrots came from a bag of juicing carrots that my daughter gave me that she said, could you compost them? And I said, yes, I could, because they had begun to go a bit off. And of course, they've been in the fridge for the last week and a half or whatever. I didn't even get around to getting them up here. Some old bread. Underneath, several inches down in the old measurements, there's a mass of worms. And working away at these kitchen scraps. Let me, not all that pretty, is it? But the composting world, the microbial world that breaks our foods down and organic matter down, doesn't look pretty, but it does a magnificent job. Often doesn't smell very nice, but does a magnificent job because it becomes sweet smelling humus and the great tonic to the soil and all the plants that then depend upon it. I've been doing this, I've been in this home for since 1986. So it's 37 years, and not a scrap of putrescible waste has left this property. My neighbours, for decades, we still don't have these FOGO bins, or whatever they're called, little buckets for kitchen scraps. Our council doesn't, my daughter's council does, but our council doesn't do that. I wouldn't put a thing in it anyway when they come. A little bucket thing, you put at the kitchen, in the kitchen, and you put your green material into it, and then you put it in these so-called biodegradable plasticky looking bags, and off it goes. I'll be continuing to these are an old bin, that's old stuff from a couple of years back. It's tipped out of here, started again. I'll eventually get that over to sort of plants. That's been meat scraps. There would be three to four years of scraps in that. The bottom will be utterly full of worms, and I say 3 to 4 years. Last year, next to nothing gone into it in the meat world, because my beloved wife JK was always a bigger consumer of meat than me, and she hasn't been here for in about a week's time, maybe 2 weeks' time. She's been away for a year. She nearly died, was in hospital 4 months, etc., and now is 6-7 months recuperating in the country and a long way to go. So not much other than I do put the occasional bird that the cats kill in there, and they're fortunately the imported doves that they tend to catch. The occasional rat I'll see they'll catch, etc., goes in here, and a few scraps and so on top, just to vary it up. But again, it's not a very nice looking mix, but a few inches down, sweet, and worked over and over and over by the worms. So I suppose you could say, 1986, I've been one of the most permaculture, regenerative, recycling, composting, worm farming fellows, people in my suburb, probably. Top few percent, and I continue on. But it began in the late 1960s, well, mid-1960s. A little boy, I used to help my mother when I was old enough to go out and help her in the vegetable garden in the country in Pinjarra. And we had chooks, and our plants are all fed on chook manure. Didn't buy anything in to other than chook manure. So that's kind of where I got my grounding. And I had the Rodale books in the late 60s. The Rodale books, who had them? the original Rodale books, collector's items. Now, I've given them to my dear friend Steve and Rocky. They now live in Nanup, about our age, a little younger. And I got Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, late 60s. A little bit, my family, especially brother and father, considered I was an utter nut. Maybe they were right, but not for those reasons. Just a few decades ahead of my time. Anyway, I'm bragging now. All the best in your composting endeavours and food recycling and organic waste recycling endeavours, wherever you are.